Maestro, you begin this program with a Stokowski transcription of a work by Bach.
I think we are in a centenary of Stokowski, so we made one work of his orchestrations, and we took a simple one because we had to take it on tour, so not to take too many extra musicians, because Stokowski used to write for very, very large orchestra and a lot of percussion. This is not, but this is a jewel, the way it's orchestrated. It's really beautiful. And then we are on a Liszt centenary. I put on the end Le Prelude, which is probably the most famous of all his tone poems. And in the middle, we put a work which I like very much. I am a pupil of Harald Gentzmer, who was a pupil of Hindemith. And I studied this work already in my time in München. And I think it's a fabulous work. This is Konzertmusik für Blechbläser und Streicher. It was written originally with the Boston Symphony, for the Boston Symphony, and I am doing it with the Boston Symphony in a few weeks.
And you like the way it pairs with the Liszt?
I think it was a beautiful program because you have something in that program which is the normal, which appeals to everybody, which is the Emperor Concerto with André. And then you have three pieces which are, well, Le Prelude is already popular, but it hadn't been played here in a long time. And then you have two pieces which are practically never played.
You've worked with students, you mentioned, at Curtis and other places, and you've seen new generations of musicians. Yeah. Do you see any changes in the way classical music is approached or performed?
Yes. I mean, the technically, orchestras have gained in the last 50 years a lot. I mean, today the orchestras are much better than 50 years ago. You see that in works that 50 years ago were so difficult to do, like Rite of Spring. Today it's a matter of nothing, of repertoire. There are many other examples I could tell you, but the schools have produced enormous good musicians. What I miss these days are two things. In the way that they play better than their antecessors, there is no, the technique is much better, there is no doubt on that, in every instrument. What it's not better is the personality. Probably in my time, you had to learn music in a way they didn't give you everything already prepared. You had to discover by yourself, you had to look by yourself how to do certain things. Now you go to one of the good schools and look, this is like this, and this. Oh, they played phenomenally well. But the personalities are less and less. And I think that these days also people don't care about sound as much as they used to do before. Now with the microphones and with all these things and the media and all these things, people don't used to take the care that we used to take when we played and there was no microphones and you had to do well. So that is the two things I miss, but the orchestras today are technically much better than 50 years ago. There's no doubt at all. One by one better.
But if you were counseling a young musician, you'd say you need both technique and...
Well, that is, I don't think that you can counsel anything of this. Either you have it or you don't. Personality is something which is formed in a young musician. And I think the way we studied music and did music, what I have done till I arrived to conduct the symphony orchestra, I don't think that any of the young conductors do these days.
Is there any music that you listen to when you're not working?
Yes, music that I have to study, music that I want to know because I have heard it, but not much. I prefer to be quiet.